So the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah on Chafav Mudet says that Shaveh HaYovel L'Rosh Hashanah L'Tkia V'Librachot. Rashi, well, before we get to Rashi, the Mishnah. It's interesting that we should say, the tefillah of Yom Noran, or tefillah of, we should say the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah on Yovel. Ma'akesha, right? Why are we saying the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah on Yovel? That's the first thing we want to ask ourselves. So that's not so much our talk, because we're going to spend a lot of time on it. But, shofar, I understand, right? To a certain degree, I understand. Okay. Lach of shofar on Yovel. Okay. But Malchio, Zichronot, what does this do with Yovel? So how do you understand the Mishnah? Okay. What's the idea behind it?
Well, Rashi is not here in the top of the theme, it's just another problem. No, he's not really saying that.
Because Kamara says otherwise, right? Okay. So before we get to Rashi, we'll discuss Rashi, Bez Rashi. But before we get to Rashi, okay, just simply the Mishnah, okay, Mishnah, the Gemara, right? Simple reading of the Mishnah, the Gemara is what? That we're saying that you say these things. By the way, Rashi, which Rashi? When you say Rashi says it's just the number, and to a certain degree I agree with you, but which Rashi are you talking about?
Here.
What does Rashi say in Arafin? So interesting, right? So even within Rashi, we have to discuss what it is that Rashi says and what is Rashi means. And okay, but again, before we even get to Rashi, discuss Rashi. But first, just a simple question: why should there be a concept of saying Zichrono, Malchio, and Shofrod on Yovel? So I think we could suggest, and I'm just throwing it out very briefly, that. The Torah says Vavadola Olam, right? And we know the Chazal come along and say, what's Vavadola Olam? Until Yovel. Okay. So what does that mean? So aside from just in terms of the issue of the Pshad and the Meshach Chachma and all that, right? Not familiar with Meshach Chachma as a very important Pshad in Vavadola Olam. Okay, Beseder, but Chazal say Olamo Shel Yovel. What does that mean? So I think that the simple pshat is that Olamo Shel Yovel means that that's considered a lifetime already, and that the idea of Yovel is that you reach the end of that Vavadol Olam for the entire lifetime. The entire lifetime is defined as Olamo Shel Yovel. And at that point, so that's over. Then what happens? So, okay, so he has another life. Which is exactly the same idea as Rosh Hashanah, right? Now, this is the point of Rosh Hashanah, that the life that we had that was prescribed for the year is over. And now we're at a point of, starting essentially a new life. Right? That's the idea of Rosh Hashanah. Number one. Number two, the idea that we have Shiluach Havadim in Yovel is predicated on the idea, as it says in Parashat Bahar and Parakaf Hei, Vayikra ki li bnei Yisrael Havadim avadai him asher tzeitu tam eretz Yisrael. That idea, although it's practical application of that idea is that we free an Eved Ivri, right? But the concept and the statement of the Yovel is not limited just to the Avadim. It's a statement in general of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim. The way that we that you know manifests itself is in terms of the Avadivri. But the basic idea is that it's a statement that Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim Avdayhim Asher Tzeitut HaMeretz Mitzrayim. Another way of stating that is the idea of Malchut, right? Of Malchut, right? That of accepting that Hashem is our Melech. That's really the same idea as Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim. And therefore, both, you know, I think that, again, without discussing extensively about the ideas of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, so, which is not the point of why we're doing this right now, but I just want to mention Agav, that it's not so, you know, we can understand why the tefillot, right, not just the tkiyat shofar, the tefillot of Rosh Hashanah have relevance, at least up to a point, to Yovel as well. Okay, that's just in terms of, so we can go beyond the mission. Otherwise, you know, it's ostensibly a strange thing. You know, saying like, okay, you know, we're going to institute that, we're going to say the tefillot of Sukkot, you know, on today. It's a strange thing to say. We're saying Rosh Hashanah davening, and it's, you know, because it's Yovel. Just because you blow the shofar both times. I think that there's more to it than that. What the shofar signifies in those two contexts is essentially the same set of ideas. And because the same set of ideas, and because it connotes the same thing, the tefillot are similarly comparable as well. That's in terms of the Mishnah. Rashi on the Mishnah, if you say correctly, Rashi on the Mishnah says that what does it mean that shavin, right? So Rashi says v'lebrachot, that they're shavin l'tkir l'brachot. What does it mean l'brachot? Debay l'meimar teisha brachot b'yom ha-kippurim shel yovel. Rashi, someone bringing Rashi is, what does it mean? You have to say nine brachot. That's what it means at Shavah. It means it's equal in the numerical sense, right? In the mathematical sense. It's equal. You have nine brachot here, nine brachot here. Okay. Of course, we know that number one, Rashi in Erechin, as we mentioned, Rashi in Erechin says seemingly otherwise. Rashi in Erechin, I have to see inside for 1 second. Says that v'librachot, right? We have the same idea as shavim linit kiyot brachot. Gemara mentions agav and gimel and bed and erchin. So Rashi says v'librachot shahayu nami omrim v'yom kippurim shel shabbat shel shnat hayovel malchiyot zichronot shofrot. So here, it seems to say it's more than just the number, but rather that we're saying the same brachot. Now, again, as you pointed out correctly, even before that, the Rambam in Perish Mishnayot, what's the Rambam saying in Perish Mishnayot? Rotzalomar minyan habrachot shebetvila bifar minyana, right? Next to last line over here in Perish Mishnayot. The Rambam in Rosh Hashanah says, seemingly like Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. Okay. On the other hand, we turn to Hilchot Tefillah. Okay, and there it's a bit more complex. We might even want to say confusing. Right? Rambam there. Rambam Perek Bet Halacha Chet says Bamed Var Mamurim Biyom Tzom Shel Kol Shana V'Shana. It was that which he said before about the Tefillot of Tzom. That's an irregular Tzom. Aval Biyom Tzom Shel Shnat Hayovel. Right then, Mitpalel Tefillat Hamusafim. Teisha brachot, okay, nine brachot. Kimo she hitpalel b'musaf Rosh Hashanah. Okay, v'heim otan habrachot atzman lo pachot lo yoter v'mipalim otan osmach ayovel noheg. Now it's really a mess, right? What's the Rambam saying? If you're saying that he says the same tefillah, right? So then, what's the point of saying that there are 9 brachot, and you can't have more brachot, and you can't have fewer brachot? If you say the same tefillah as Rosh Hashanah, but mainly you're going to be saying 9 brachot, correct?
No.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing just because, right? Yeah, in the sense that both of them seem to contradict themselves.
And then they both say like
theme. Okay, so then the point is that if the Rambam says that you have to say the same tefillah, the same Rosh Hashanah, so of course it's 9 bracha, and that is automatically going to happen. You know, so if I use a master of Rosh Hashanah on Yovel, so of course I'm going to be saying 9 brachot, right? And but the Rambam makes a big deal in the beginning, and that's what he says in the middle in Hilchot Tefillah. In the beginning and end, he talks about the Minyan, and in Perish Mishnayot, he talks about the number, right? What makes things worse is, again, as you notice correctly, the Gemara on Chav Zayin seems to clearly say that we're talking about more than just the number of brachot. In fact, the Gemara seems to say that you have to use a matzor of figuratively, obviously, but you have to use a matzor of Rosh Hashanah, right? The Gemara ad kidei kach that if there's a phrase that we're adding because it's appropriate for Rosh Hashanah and not for Yovel, that's already a problem, even though you're saying everything the same. Says the Gemara. Let's take a look at inside for a moment. Says the Gemara. Writes it like this. Shava Yovel Hashanah Kiyor Bracha B'chulei. Amar Hashem Bar Yitzchak. Kiman Matzlin Ha'inah Zeh Yom Tchilat Masach HaZikron L'Yom Rishon. Command Kerabi Liezer to Amar B'Tishrei Nivra Ol. Okay, so when we say Zayom Tchilat Masecha, right, number of things we say in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah that is based on the assumption of Rabbi Liezer that B'Tishrei Nivra Ol, right? Machloket all a couple places in Rosh Hashanah whether it's Nisan or Tishrei, Rabbi Liezer, Rabbi Yeshua, right? So Meitav Ravina. So Ravina asks, what do you mean? How can you say Zehayom Tzilat Ma'asecha? But clearly you can only say that on Rosh Hashanah. If that, right? Certainly can't say it on Yom Kippur of Yovel. It doesn't make any sense. It's clearly not Zehayom Tzilat Ma'asecha according to any opinion, right? So how can you say that we say it in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and presumably we're not saying in the Tefillah of Yovel? But the Mishnah says, Shavu Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tekiel Brachot. By saying, Zeh Yom Tchilat Ma'asecha, you're certainly not saying a 10th bracha, right? You're simply adding a phrase. Asma, so what's the problem? Right? So Rashi on our Mishnah, the Rambam in Perish Mishnayot, right? If you focus on the beginning and end of the Rambam Hilchot, none of this fits. Right?
Maybe you just mean like
that what? What?
They're just not giving all the information. So,
who's not giving all the information?
Rashi and Rambam.
But it's more than that. It's more than not giving all the information. Because if you don't say like the Gemara, and you don't have to say exactly the same tefillah, right? So then I understand that there's an issue of saying 9 brachot. Right? But if you say like the Gemara that you have to say word for word what you say on Rosh Hashanah, then memeli you're going to be saying 9 bracha. It's not merely that there are 2 facts and Rashi is telling us one, or the Rambam is telling us one and not the other. That I have no problems with. I have absolutely no problems with that. I think you're absolutely right. But what I'm saying, what's difficult is that once you say that you have to say the exact same tefillot as you do on Rosh Hashanah, which is the implication of this Gemara, right? Then I don't. Then the whole idea of nine brachot is meaningless. Well, you know, what does that add? You know what I'm saying? In other words, it's not just that he said half and not the like one of the facts and not the other fact. It's that he. If you want to say one of the facts, you're saying the wrong one, because the idea that you have to say the same tefillot encompasses the fact that it's nine brachot. It makes the fact that the nine brachot, you know, superfluous. But if you say nine brachot, you can say nine brachot and not say the same tefillot at all.
Right. I guess so. Also, we call like our Yom Hashanah Esrei, like we call it by the number of brachot. So maybe he's just saying like nine brachot, but like that's a reference to the nusach and the context.
I hear you. And if I only had this Rashi alone, we could perhaps say that. Although I think that there may be a better answer, but nonetheless, we could say that. But, right, I think, when you look at the Parish Mishnayot on the same Mishnah, again, not that you can argue from Rashi to Rambam, I'm saying, I'm not sure how far that gets us, because then what do you do when you get to Rambam Parish Mishnayot? Right? The Rambam says, Rotze Lomar. Look what the Rambam does. He goes out of his way. The Mishnah says that the Shaveh Litkiot uvlibrachot, right? If you don't say anything, what does that mean? It's to say the same thing. Exactly. The Rambam goes out of his way and says, Rotzeh lomar, what does it mean? In what respect do they have to be the same? Minyana brachot shebetfilah. So certainly you can't say that pshat in the Rambam.
Well, I don't know, like when I first read the Mishnah, I thought it was about the brachot that you made on the shofar. Like you made the same brachot on the shofar on the Mishnah than Yovel. So like it wasn't clear to me when I first read the Mishnah that it's too much tefillah. Maybe that, but that was maybe just like no one would ever address that. I know that was ignorance, sir.
I don't know, but...
Because he's saying we have brachot shebetfilah, he's like, that's too much tefillah. Like, oh, we're not talking about...
Right, but he didn't have to mention minyan ha-brachot at all.
Like the word minyan?
He didn't have to... Yeah. Why did he talk about the minyan ha-brachot at all? And the Rambam in Mishneh Torah also talks about the minyan ha-brachot, right? And says, you know, that you can't change the number. I mean, I think that you have to, you know... It's very hard to say that everything here is lav davka. You know what I'm saying? Which is in fact we have to say. And I mean, I think there's an easier answer. I think there's a more accurate. And take a look at the Gemara. So the Gemara is so Ravina asks by Ika Zay Yom Tchilat Maasecha Zikron Leim Mishon the Rashana Ita Violeta. So the Gemara answers, Ki Katani Ashara. When it says that they're the same, it's talking about everything else. It's talking about the rest of them. Right? It's talking about the rest. So what do you think about that answer? Okay, and then the Gemara has the reverse, right? Basically the mirror image of this, but that's basically the point of it. I think that, I'm not saying it's the only way to understand the Gemara, but it seems to me that the way Rashi and the way that the Rambam understood the Gemara is the following. Ki Ketani Ashara is not a technical answer saying that with respect to this line and this line and this line, they have to be the same. With respect to this line, not there, they don't have to be the same. It's kind of a strange answer because... You know, what exactly is the Torah telling me? It's kind of, you know, that was the kasha. That's what's the teretz? I think that the pshat is like this: that Rav Ina assumed that we were talking about the nusach of the brachot, and saying that the nusach of the brachot had to be identical. So he has a kasha: if the nusach of the brachot has to be identical, so I don't understand. They're not identical, right? They're not identical, but. The maskana of the Gemara, according to Rashi, is not that way. We mean ki ketani ashara. So it's a short way of expressing the following idea, I think. That it means that we're not talking at all about the nusach. If the nusach had to be identical, it would be a problem. The nusach doesn't have to be identical. The point is that we're talking about that there are certain criteria for what has to be there. And therefore, the fact that I'm adding in a line doesn't change the fact that they are shaveh. I think if you look at Rashi and the Rambam consistently, right, and if you understand that well, let me put this way. If you think that they understood the maskana, right, kiktani ashara, to be saying that we're not being makbid on it being identical, because we're not talking about the nusach, we're talking about the matbea, then everything that they say fits in. Why? Because number one, and here is where I think in this context, right, what you suggested before works perfectly. Echnami, Rashi and the Rambam are telling us part of the facts, not all the facts, that one of the criteria, perhaps the most basic criteria, is that you need teisha brachot. Okay? If you're talking about nusach, so then that, there is no such halacha. But if you're talking about matbea, then there are several things that comprise matbea. There is the number of brachot, there are the specific topics that have to be discussed. Okay? So therefore, and that's what the Rambam, I think, says over here in Hilchot Tefillah, that number one, you need to have Tisha Brachot. Number two, in addition to the fact that it's Tisha Brachot, it has to contain the same topics as you have in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, okay? Which is what Rashi means when he says in Erchin that you need Zichron Shofra at Malchiot, but nonetheless in Rosh Hashanah says that you need Tisha Brachot. And when the Rambam says here in Perek Bet Halacha Chet, it flows much more smoothly, because what does he say? Bamed Varmar Murim B'yom Tzom Shel Kol Shana V'Shana Aval B'yom Tzom Shel Shnat HaYovel Mipalel Tfilat Musafim Tisha Brachot Kamosh Mipalel Musaf Rosh Hashana. That's, so point number one is that it has to be the same number. V'heim Otana Brachot Atzmam Lo Pachot V'lo Yoter. And both the number and the topics have to be identical to what we have on Rosh Hashanah. However, it's not the same nusach. It doesn't have to be the same nusach. And that's why, ki katani ashar. Yeah.
I thought the Rambam was saying the opposite. Because he said, v'heim otan ha-brachot atzmah. Like, they're literally the same exact brachot. If you say that,
it depends what it means. So, I hear what you're saying, but I think it depends what you think defines the bracha. And as you say that, if you say that they're the same brachot, right? But what is a bracha? Is a bracha the set of criteria? Is a bracha the language? Right?
Yeah.
Right, the Rambam says they're identical. But what is the it that is identical?
It's just like,
but lo pachot v'lo yoter makes much more sense about a set of criteria than it does about a text.
Why?
Because
if the text, you can't make it long, then you can't add anything to it, you can't detract anything from it.
Right, because I think that pachot and yoter makes more sense by a list or a number of things than by an entity, you know, by something that is
one thing.
Pachot and yoter. Didn't pachot yoter and amiram? I thought pachot yoter would usually, this makes sense. And to a slave, but pachot yoter usually talk about numbers. You know what I'm saying? And. So the thing is, if by pachot yoter you mean that there's, you know, like this outline, so I stand low, pachot yoter. You're talking about a text, I may be wrong, but I don't think that that's the most obvious language that would be used to describe, you know, adding to, or, may say, you know, in gorv ve'en mosifim, or something like that, but lo pachot v'lo yoter, I think, implies that you're talking about a number in the first place, a number, or a, you know, like, not necessarily a number as in 9, but a number as in a number of items, as opposed to, I'm saying like a block of text. That's how I understood the. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how that's why I thought the implication of the was wrong. Yes.
How do you literally translate
Ah, that when it says that they're shaver, right? It's talking about the other things. In other words, it's not talking about this. It's not talking about that line, right? But I'm not trying to read this into the words of Ki Katani Ashara, but what I'm trying to say is that the fact that you can say Ki Katani Ashara implies a shift in how you understand what Shaven means.
Other
parts of the brachot, not this part. But what I'm saying is that there's an implication in that, right? There's an underlying assumption there's an underlying assumption in his kasha, and there's an underlying assumption in the teretz. And it's very common in the Gemara that like the understanding or the definition, set definitions you're working with has shifted from the kasha to the teretz without being told. You're told the symptom of it rather than the underlying thing. That happens all the time.
Okay.
And I think that you can I'll give you, if you like, an example of what I'm talking about. So the Kitzur Nimratz. The Rambam says very clearly that the Rambam says that it's Machlok Rishonim. The Rambam holds in Sefer Mitzvah, says very clearly, for example, that there is an independent mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim, of Haggadah, separate from Pesach Matzumar. Okay? Get the Rush says otherwise, famous Jew, but the Rambam says very clearly it's a separate mitzvah. Okay? The Farish. Seems to be against the Gemara. Because the Gemara discusses whether a Suma is Pater from Haggadah or Chayav Haggadah. Right? And the Gemara starts by saying that a Suma is Pater. Why? Because we learned Zer Shava from Beneinu Zeh by Ben Sora Moreh, right? And Bavur Zeh by Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And just like by Ben Sora Moreh, there's an exclusion of Suma, if one of the parents is a Suma, so too, right, when it comes to Haggadah. Okay. The Gemara then asks from cases where the famous Amoran, Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshet, who were the Balei Haggadah, right, the ones who were Motzi everyone in Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim at the Haggadah. And if they're Pater, how could they be Motzi everyone, right? And the Gemara suggests that they held that matzah bismanazeh is derabbana. Okay, that matzah is that Pesach we don't have. Maror for sure is derabbana. And matzah, so they held that matzah bismanazeh is derabbana. Okay. And therefore they were able to be motzi. Now what do you see beferish? If you say that that matzah is drabbanan, therefore they can be motzi others in Haggadah. Right. So you hold that it's a halacha in matzahs, right? If there's a separate mitzvah of Haggadah, so then there's nothing to discuss. Okay, so they're pater from matzah. So the chiyuv of everyone else is in matzah is drabbanan, but their chiyuv in Haggadah is daraita. So still, how could the Suma who is pater be motzi them, right? Beseder. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says that doesn't work, fine. And the end, the Gemara says that we don't say that Asuma is Pater, right? Gemara rejects that drasha bavur zeh. We don't say Asuma is Pater, okay? And that's why Rav Shesha and Rav Yosef were able to promote the others, because really they were chayven. Okay, that's the end of the Gemara. The Gemara clearly implied that Haggadah is a halacha in matzah, Pesach Matzah Mara, right? Like the Rosh, right? Like the Chew of the Rosh, and others. And then doesn't discuss it afterwards, right? Doesn't discuss it afterwards. And it seems to go directly against the Rambam. What does the Rambam do with the Gemara? I think the answer is very simple. The answer is that when the Gemara assumed that ba'avur zeh means that a person who can't see the Pesach Matzah Mara and relate to it in the most direct way and say ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li etzef is pater from Haggadah, so then it's clear that for that very reason, right? What is the underlying assumption that Haggadah is a mitzvah in Pesach Matzah Mara, and if you can't go bavur zeh, you can't point to the Pesach, you can't see the Pesach Matzah Mara, so you're pater from it. But when the Gemara rejects that, right? When the Gemara rejects that, so then there's no longer any need to assume that there's any implication from the Gemara that Haggadah is a halacha in Pesach Matzah Mara. Could very well be a separate halacha. Okay, exact analogy, I think a somewhat similar analogy. You know, very often the shifts in assumptions and definitions are not, you see it in the symptoms, not in the direct, rather than directly address it. And that's here too. I think that, with Kikatani Ashar, it's clear what Rav Avina is assuming, right? It's clear Rav Avina is assuming that it has to be the same text. And it's also, I think, clear that it doesn't take a great chacham to understand that you could say Kikatani Ashar, right? The only thing is that if you're talking about it being the same text, then Kikatani Ashar, it doesn't really make sense. It doesn't. The point is that clearly when you say Kikatani Ashar, the point is that you're saying, no, there are certain criteria, and those criteria, so if it's Rosh Hashanah, you can add on another criteria that has nothing to do with the basic criteria of what this, tefillah is about. It's an additional point. Okay, anyhow, I just wanted to mention this very briefly. I think that if you understand this as being the maskana, right, I think that everything Rashi and the Rambam say fit beautifully with each other, with the Gemara. It's very, very simple and straightforward. And I really think that this is what they're saying and what the maskana of the Gemara is. And certainly what it does is to show us, how this distinction that we made, but that distinction that we learned last time in terms of the Gemara Megillah and the Gemara Brachot has implications for other understanding, other sugya, other Rishonim, etc., as well as adding to the list of Rishonim who seem to explain the idea of Matbea Brachot along the lines of the Rashba, the Rashi, Rambam, to mention a couple. Of course, I want to look at other things that Rashi and the Rambam say on this topic, but I just want to raise the issue a little bit. Seder?